Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the lead-off spot, the second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second, the third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting seventh, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth, the catcher, Elston Howard. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gary Bell. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second, the second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting third, the left fielder, Lee May. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Duke Sims. Batting sixth, the catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli misplays the ball. That's an error on Petrocelli. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Askew moves to third. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. SQ tags and scores. Salmon tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive towards short. Salmon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nelson for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. May reaches second base with a double. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. Foy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Nelson catches it and throws to first to double up Foy. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe SQ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. SQ is 0-for-1 in the game. SQ hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive towards short. Salmon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alves is called out on strikes. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell fires to first and has Andrews trapped. There's the throw to Nelson, who tags Andrews for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Petrocelli. May moves to second. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Indians won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Jose Tardabul pinch runs for Rico Petrocelli. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tardabul moves to second. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Adair now playing shortstop. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 2 in the game. McDowell bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson who is chasing the ball. Cardenal reaches third base with a triple. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Dave Nelson. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Tommy Harper pinch runs for Russ Snyder. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Howard and he is out, Adair applying the tag. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing right field. Lou Johnson now playing left field. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Foy hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.